Hello and welcome. This recording is called Pet Bowl, and it will give you a trigger that from now on, whenever you eat from a pet bowl and it's safe and comfortable for you, you are going to fall into a pet mind space. You're going to feel all your human stresses, worries and cares fading away and just become a pet as long as you're eating. For this recording, it doesn't matter what kind of pet you are. You know what kind of pet you are, and that's the pet you will become. Doesn't matter if it's a kitty, a dog, a human pet, or any other kind of pet. You will just naturally and automatically drop into your pet mind space. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice, comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Relax, make sure you're really comfortable, and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this collar, and this collar is your perfect collar. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that collar, your perfect collar, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar, and this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash? And I am holding the other end of this chain. And you are already a little bit more in my control. And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement. And you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control. My hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, following only my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to program you a little bit. Time to make eating from a pet bowl much more exciting. Because you're going to find that from now on, whenever you're eating from a pet bowl, that you will automatically and instantly just slip into a pet mind space. That's right. Your mind will just automatically become the pet you are. And it doesn't even matter what kind of pet you are, because you know exactly the mindset of your pet identity. Doesn't matter if you're a kitty, if you're a dog, or if you're simply a human pet, or even any other pet. Whenever you are eating from a dog bowl from now on, you're going to find that you take on the identity of the pet you're identifying with. And it will just automatically happen every time you're eating from a pet bowl. Of course, whenever you're slipping into your pet space and anything unexpected happens, any unforeseeable situation, you will be able to instantly return back to your human self and take care of the situation at hand and keep yourself safe. But as long as you are safe and it is comfortable for you, you will simply automatically fall into a pet mind space whenever you are eating from a pet bowl. And just imagine it for me. Just imagine your pet bowl. Imagine it filled with your favorite pet food. Something you really enjoy when you are in a pet mind space. And imagine that you are on all fours and before your pet bowl. Just imagine it. Just see the food. Smell it. And then imagine that you are beginning to eat from your pet bowl. And the moment you are beginning to eat from a pet bowl, you're going to find that all your human thoughts, your human stresses, your human cares, and even your human responsibilities will just melt away for a little while. That's right. Eating from a pet bowl will become something very safe for you. Almost like a little vacation. because all those stresses and cares and worries of your human mindset will simply melt away as you transform to the simple, carefree and happy mind of a pet. That's right. As soon as you begin to eat, you're going to find all those human concepts just melting away, replaced by joy, by happiness, by the carefree mindset of a pet, happy to have such good food and just enjoying it, just like a good little pet. And that's exactly what you are going to become every time you're eating from a pet bowl. Even before you begin, you're going to feel the excitement because you know that eating from a pet bowl is slowly becoming something very special for you. Maybe almost like a little vacation from being human. It's your opportunity to spend a little time far away from all your human stresses and cares and worries. And you know they will all still be there when you come back from your little vacation. But as long as you are eating from the pet bowl, as long as you are just a little pet, happy and carefree, those human concepts have nothing to do with you. They will just fade from your mind and being replaced by the joy, the curiosity and the playfulness of a pet. You're going to feel your pet identity growing stronger in your mind every single time you're eating from a pet bowl. Every time you do it, your human thoughts will be further and further away from your mind, and your pet identity will become stronger and stronger, until sooner or later you find that as soon as you start eating from a pet bowl, you simply leave all your human thoughts behind. Just being a pet, just being happy and carefree, and obviously as a pet, enjoying your food. And every single time you do it, all those wonderful pet emotions will grow stronger and stronger as you learn that eating from a pet bowl is a wonderful opportunity to take a little break and to indulge in your pet identity, to nurture your pet identity, literally and figuratively, as you not only enjoy the food from the pet bowl, but also think deeper and deeper into your pet identity, just enjoying being a pet for a little while. Because eating from your pet bowl is almost like a little vacation from being human and just indulging in your pet identity, just allowing your pet identity to take over your mind. That's right. Of course, you're going to find that during all those experiences as a pet, your own subconscious mind will always be in charge, and it will always keep you safe. It will never immerse you deeper from your pet identity than is good and safe for you, and it will never remove you further from your human identity than it feels safe and comfortable to you. It will simply drop you into your perfect level of pet mind space, of pet immersion, as you are eating from your pet bowl and enjoying your wonderful pet food, just having a little vacation of all the human stress, all the human responsibilities, and all the human worries, and enjoying just being a little pet for a little while. Just letting all those stresses and cares and worries behind you and being carefree, happy and playful. Just a happy little pet. And from now on, you're going to find that this is exactly what's going to happen every time you eat from your pet bowl in a safe and comfortable setting, your mind will simply learn to naturally switch over to your pet identity. And every time you're eating from your bowl, this pet identity will become a little bit stronger, a little bit more pronounced, and a little bit more enjoyable. And now, it's almost time. Time to wake you back up again. And in a moment, I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10. Now, before I count you out, you can accept all the suggestions in this recording. And know that from now on, whenever you're safe and comfortable and you're eating from a pet bowl, that your mind will just leave all your human thoughts behind for a little while and taking a little break and becoming just a little pet. Now, if you want to accept it, just tell yourself and your subconscious mind right now, so it knows that this is what you want. And that you want to experience being a good little pet whenever you eat from your pet bowl. And now that these suggestions are deeply embedded in your mind, and I'm sure you're already looking forward to eating from your pet bowl, I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And knowing that from now on, whenever you eat from a pet bowl and it's safe and comfortable, you are going to become a happy, carefree and playful little pet. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. Waking up more and more with every number. 3. Drifting upwards. 4. As you wake up more and more. 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure normalize as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you're going to open your eyes. You're going to be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and completely back to the waking world. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed listening to this recording. And I hope you're going to enjoy eating from your pet bowl and being a happy and carefree little pet. Thank you for listening and goodbye.